I just survived Halloween Horror Nights alone. Looks like the rumors aren't true.
You're not alone.
Did you forget about your sister?
You know, we just got here. I was recording.
What is that?
I've seen this before.
Yeah, me too.
Come on.
No.
Absolutely not.
Come on.
This isn't creepy at all.
What is this place?
This isn't on the park map.
Guys? You guys? Oh, this isn't funny.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Bela Lugosi's Undead. I'm AJ.
And I'm Spooky Ryan.
And today we are talking about our hype lists for HHN 2023, aka HHN 32, because the years no longer perfectly line up to my birthday. thanks, COVID.
I know, anyway. That was a bummer.
but we definitely have a lot of awesome things to get cracking on. There's a lot of houses we want to rank, a lot of scare zones we want to rank, a lot of just like general things that have already been in the ether. And a full disclosure note, I have been to the event, but in a very limited capacity. I just went in and did two houses and left. However, when we get to the rankings of the houses, these are my houses ranked pre-doing any of them. So I hope that makes people...
So me and AJ are on the same page here.
Like, yeah.
At an even level.
I was going to say, part of the reason I wanted to go ahead and record this podcast now rather than later is if I do decide to sneak in for an extra couple nights, that I don't feel guilty about it when the episode drops.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and let's just jump right into it. Ryan, HHN at Universal Orlando, number 32, what is your least anticipated house?
My least anticipated house, honestly, is the Chucky house. I think we've talked about it a lot. I don't know. Maybe we'll cover Chucky someday and maybe we'll develop an appreciation. Maybe our fans will like complain at us enough where we're like, okay, I understand the love of this now. Like, but yeah. I never got into it. I think the closest I got to it, which I understand the Chucky fans didn't love, is the new Chucky. Where it kind of became like a meta horror, and they don't seem to be going in that direction like at all. So,
yeah, I think that's really the biggest question with Chucky. And I'll go ahead and I'll give my ranking on that one in just a minute. Since whenever we name it, the other person should give their ranking, and then we'll take it. We would have to talk about it again later. But the thing about Chucky to me that really just is frustrating is that it always feels like it's just ripping off all of the other slashers and just doing it less effectively. I don't like the fact that it's basically trying to be Freddy Krueger, and I just never find him terrifying.
He's not funny, nor is he terrifying.
Yeah, I think that's really the biggest thing, is that it just doesn't really work for me on either level.
Yeah.
And even though it has taken an interesting turn, both in the show and in the latter movies, where it is a more progressive slasher. Mm-hmm. I also still struggle with the fact that it doesn't feel particularly positive representations of these characters either. So I still have like, it's almost like the same things that I feel about Chucky are the same issues I have with Ryan Murphy's like American Horror Story. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, it is camp, but like, it's like bad camp. It's not good. So sure. It's almost, for me, it even if it's playing into a certain type of horror that exists, I think it does it poorly. I think that's really my biggest issue with Chucky. In terms of the house, I have it ranked all the way down to number 8. So I'm slightly higher on it than you.
Yes. And I want to put out there that me and AJ have differing opinions on American Horror Story at times. So
yes, I would say American Horror Story is the thing about American Horror Story is obviously they have so many different seasons. It really changes your feelings on a season to season basis. It was a true anthology.
Yeah.
Where I think Chucky, you and I are mostly aligned. The reason I have it slightly higher than you as a house is I am actually very interested in the meta aspects that they've talked about in all of the press coverage leading up to the event about how it's like Chucky saw the house and I was like, this house sucks. I want to take it over. I have not done the house, so I don't know how much of that is actually real.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's like a really cool idea. I think that's the biggest thing is I love the idea. Mm-hmm. I also question how easy it is to pull off that idea.
Right. And to be fair, out of all the slashers, Chucky's like the only one that could like do that. Like Jason Voorhees, it wouldn't make much sense if he's just
also
like,
true.
I hate this house. I'm going to communicate with you about how I hate it and then like turn it into my own thing. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, like, first of all, Jason Voorhees doesn't speak. So
it'd be really easy.
Solemnly stands in the corners and just shrugs.
Right. I think the only one. Dude, you know what would be so. I mean, my fucking intrusive thoughts are everywhere right now, but like, you know what would be really cool is Dream Warriors. I would love to do Dream Warriors as a haunt.
Like... I mean, Ryan, you're preaching to the choir here. Dream Warriors would be such a cool haunt.
Yeah.
That was like one of my favorite parts of the Freddy versus Jason house at HHN 25 was the puppeteer scene, was the. Welcome to Primetime Bitch scene. I think that's why I love that movie so much is because it's also my very first HHN house.
That's awesome.
It included two of my favorite like scene moments of a movie. Yeah. And then on top of that movie fucking rules. And I've watched that movie probably more than any other movie in that franchise. Even more than the original.
No, I agree. I think it's... we can talk about that movie forever. So,
I was going to say, it's almost like we have an episode in the bank recorded that is going to be releasing in the next couple weeks.
You're right. So. That's right. It's almost like we did talk about that for about an hour.
It's almost like we did. Dream Warriors fucking rules. So I'll go ahead and let you jump down to your next level, Ryan. What is your number 9?
Number 9, I have as Stranger Things.
Stranger Things, okay.
And it's not because I don't like Stranger Things. I just think that they do generally a... It's gotten better, but they generally do a poor job with IPs at making them scary, and they just feel like nostalgia. They've done so much better with that lately, but I think because the release of Stranger Things was so long ago, I think they're going to want to lean more into iconic moments. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. What do you think?
I'm in the same boat as you. I struggle with Stranger Things because part of me says this could be a really, really cool house.
Right.
Because of the Vecna. It could just be like Haunting of Hill House, but with Vecna as like an overall villain overseeing the entire house. Right. And that could be really cool. And I also feel like there's like 5 iconic like things from that side of the Upside Down, and I don't really care for the rest of it.
Right.
I don't know how much they're integrating in the California-based storyline into the house. I would hope not at all. But... Right. You never know. I mean, some people know, actually. Yeah. But we do not know yet.
Yeah.
So I just think that beyond all of that, and I hate to be this blunt about it, I am not excited to wait 90 minutes for that house.
Yeah.
Even if we have to do Stay and Scream and it's our first house to knock it out.
Yeah.
I'm just not thrilled that we're going to have to do that at some point in time. So... Yeah, it's just really low on my personal list, even though I like the characters a lot and I love the show.
Yeah.
I just, I'm not the last two houses were not exactly a great indictment of what that house or what that property can do as a scare zone or as a house or any of that.
Even Walking Dead, which like has so much potential to be really scary, it's just made it all about like I think they finally nailed it in the last one they ever did.
The very last one was the best Walking Dead house by far.
Yes, but like they just sort of like, you know, it's just sort of like, oh, here's a scene of Rick doing something Rickish, you know, and here's Michonne doing something Michonne-ish.
Like, well, what if they just like really took a meta lens to The Walking Dead and put Rick from Rick and Morty into the Rick role? And then it's just that. Like,
I would just love Pickle Rick just fucking up zombies.
Yeah, so cool. Universal, we expect the checks in the mail, I assume, for next year. Like, I mean, we need some royalties for this, obviously. But I agree with you. It's like, I think that there are some properties that just really, even though they have big fandoms, just I do not love the way in which they are interpreted as houses. Yeah. And I question that.
I know. I'm really hoping this is, first of all, me and AJ were talking about this. Like, this is like the biggest that I've ever been to a Halloween Horror Nights event where it feels just gigantic.
It
like,
feels
so
enormous.
Much thought was put into every single aspect. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not even covering today, but the tribute store has lore and backstory. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. Like, it just feels like so much is being put into this. Like the podcasts that they're creating for each of the houses
are incredible. Like
in the scare zones is just so crazy. So
I really love the quality level that the creative team is at right now. So that is the thing about any of these houses, is that obviously these can take huge jumps because the team is just that good at creative right now.
Yeah, I think they and that's what I'm saying is like my big thing is as they pump more money in, I hope that it becomes more into the horror fandom and the people that are there for the scares and not more family friendly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree with that.
They could make it more family friendly in order to increase their market share. But I think it's the Halloween Horror Nights has been something so unique that I hope that's not the case.
I agree with you. And I mean, obviously, but just to knock this out, I'm also putting Stranger Things at my number 9 as well.
Okay.
It's just like you said, I'm just not hyped for it because I've already seen it twice. Yeah. And the other 8 items on my list ahead of it are just things that I have slight more confidence in.
Okay. So far we got My Chucky 10 and then Stranger Things at 9. And you've got, what was your first, where did you put Chucky?
I put Chucky at 8 and then I put Stranger Things at 9. So far, we're still in like the same tier. Yeah. All right. So let's hear your number 8.
So my number 8's Exorcist.
Okay. And that's my number 10. So okay. we basically had the same bottom three.
Yeah. So my biggest thing is that the house that they did, I thought was really good a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested because are they going to want to show us scenes from a movie that none of us have seen? Like, what the fuck is this going to look like? How are they, like?
Yeah, it's really the biggest issue that I'm having with it is, I just don't know. They keep talking about it in the context of a living trailer, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to get excited for this.
I just don't care for the living trailer. Like, the trailer wasn't even scary enough for me. It wasn't like the Evil fucking Dead trailer. Like, if they had an Evil Dead house last year and it was like a trailer house, I'd be like, yes, I'm fucking in. This is
Yeah, dead. And I mean, like in full disclosure, I don't think we're going to talk about it today, but like my number one hype house for California is Evil Dead because I didn't go out there last year, so I didn't see their horror hotel.
Yeah.
And so I have no preconceived notions of what that was like. And so Evil Dead being the property that I love so much,
so cool.
That's my number one out there, with number two being their Latin American cryptids house.
Oh my God, that was so cool.
We will probably talk about that in a future episode because I'll want to basically have a debrief of my experience with you like Halloween week, because I'm gonna gush, I'm sure, about the things that I love and the things that I don't like.
Absolutely. So what are your thoughts about number 10 Exorcist House?
Yeah, so the problem here again is that I don't know anything about really what's gonna happen in this house. The movie is already gearing up like it's like, hey, remember how Pazuzu possessed some girl? And I'm like, oh cool, so I guess, like,
but now there's two.
It's a great point. I mean, And I forget who I was talking to about it. And they're just like, well, you know, like Pazuzu was in like in the one movie and then like doesn't come back. And so maybe he'll come back for this one. And I'm like, Pazuzu is definitely in the second movie. And also definitely in the third movie. Yeah. And also definitely in
the TV show.
So it's like, no, Pazuzu's like kind of like just the dude. Yeah. Like he's basically Jason just hanging out in the corner, just being like, oh, maybe I'm not here. but no, but then boom, I'm here. No, but so like the whole Pazuzu thing is, I mean, if he pops up, he just pops up. I assume he's gonna pop up. Yeah. And I assume that I think this is also not helping that David Gordon Green is coming off of our least favorite Halloween movie in like years. Oh, so him also directing this movie does not exactly give me the biggest hype. I am honest to God, like disappointed that we didn't get a version of one of his Halloween trilogy as a house.
Yeah.
But we did get The Exorcist already.
That is so weird.
It's super weird.
It is so strange. Like, that is your property. Like, isn't that a universal property?
It is. Well, I mean, frankly, it's just more that they redid it, just the regular, they redid just Halloween last year.
Yeah, that's true. They've done Halloween over and over and
over. That should have been the David Gordon Green trilogy.
Yeah.
With a living trailer, quote unquote, for the third part. Right. That way we could have had warning before Corey came into our lives.
No,
we would have been like, wait, who's this guy? No,
but they had this planned all through the trilogy, AJ.
Yeah, I definitely believe that. I definitely believe that was the plan. Just like I definitely believe that George Lucas made Star Wars and then was like, you know what? I'm gonna have Ewoks in the future too. Definitely believe that that was something he thought of in like 1975.
Right.
No, but seriously though, I understand the swerve on the Halloween like ends idea. I just again think it was really poorly executed, and now I'm just as equally concerned about The Exorcist. The one thing that has got me really interested in it though is the presence of Leslie Odom Jr. as the one of the parents. For those who somehow don't know, he was Aaron Burr in Hamilton, so like really talented actor and performer and an Oscar nominee. So like him being in this franchise is the one thing that's got me like, maybe there's something here.
I think we can separately talk about Exorcist. I'm going to see the movie. I'm a little bit excited. I'm cautiously optimistic about the movie.
Yeah. But
as a house that I haven't seen the movie as like,
that's also a very good point. It's also a very
trailer,
good
trailer. It's like, even if I hated a movie, like, and you had it in there, it's like, okay, I hated this. I'm going to have to watch it for Halloween Horror Nights. But like, I just have no context for what this is going to be like. And I just think that there's so many great properties out there. Why do a trailer basically of a movie that no one's seen? Like
that's because they paid $400 million for it to be on Peacock.
right.
And they so really, that's why. That's 100% why.
They really want to sell this property.
I remember there's two more coming.
What?
It was pre-announced as an Exorcist trilogy where it was for $400 million that would make all three. Yeah,
that's preemptively decide to make two more, even though the first one hasn't even come out yet.
It's worrisome. But anyway, so we have our bottom tier, right?
I lost Jade. Sorry, can you hear me?
We have our bottom tier. The order may be a little bit jumbled, but in essence we have a combination of Stranger Things, Chucky, and The Exorcist at the bottom. So let's go ahead and see where you're at with your number seven, Ryan.
Yeah, so my number seven, actually I'm not excited for, but I'm gonna put The Blood Moon in there.
Okay.
Just because like I was really hopeful for like monsters, and it seems like it's gonna be like colonial like crazy people.
Yes.
And that doesn't seem super scary to me as much as like monsters. Like I loved the Chupacabra house. That was so fucking cool. And like I was hopeful that there was going to be like, I don't know, like summoning a demon or something, but really it's just colonial people sacrificing us to a blood god or something.
Okay, so yeah, I also have it at number six, so I have it slightly higher than you, but I have these same issues that in theory I should be very into this house, and when you say Chupacabra that makes me really excited.
Yeah,
however, if I mean, this is potentially you already knowing more than me, but because I have not seen anything or heard anything about the actual characters, if there are no monsters or anything like that in this house, then I'm a little disappointed in the sense that I was hoping for like a Cthulhu, like Lovecraftian monster.
I would love that.
Like, if you're going to sacrifice people to a blood god, give me a blood god.
Yeah, exactly.
But also,
I'm not super excited about being chased around by pilgrims. Like, that's not scary.
Well, and then the other big thing I was going to then say was, you know, the thing that made Chupacabra cool was the Chupacabras. It was not necessarily the town.
Yeah.
The town was so immaculately designed that you can make the argument that it was cool. But now, yeah, I mean, like, I'm keeping it at number 6 because that's where I had it as my pre-hype. But, yeah, I was already a little concerned once I heard the Universal episode that I was like, okay, this seems like it's a cult killing people.
Yeah.
And that's interesting. Mm-hmm. But if there's not, like, a big payoff, then I don't know. I'm a little concerned about that. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I don't know, just buckle-headed pilgrims. I'm not super scared of them. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I could take them out. Like,
oh God, right? Don't be one of those people.
I know. All right, so we're gonna move on, I suppose. Here, so
hey, go ahead and give us your number 6, Ryan.
So my number 6 is Devil Went Down to Georgia: The Dark Deal. So go ahead.
Yeah, and I have it a little bit higher than you. Sure. I went ahead and placed it all the way up at my number 3. So the Darkest Deal at number 3. I just love the concept here more than anything. And I think that I can't help but be hyped by the idea of them taking this giant swing.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I think that's really the biggest thing for me is just the idea that they're even going to try to adapt something this vague that does not seem like a natural house.
No.
Is really interesting to me.
And I loved what they did with The Weeknd. So I trust that this is going to be their own original property that they don't have to take from music videos. They don't have to take from anything. Because I honestly had never seen The Weeknd music videos. So I had no idea I was walking through music videos. You know what I mean? And I was still like, this is really cool. Like, so
yeah.
I'm excited to see like this rise of this guy that's selling his soul to the devil. Like, and I just think it's going to be awesome to walk through a spooky story like this. I think it's gonna be so cool.
Well, yeah, and it's like basically it's like a soft, I would say it's like a soft adaptation of the song Crossroad Blues by Robert Johnson. So that's just like a really interesting idea that they would even, I don't know, there's just so many interesting things about this that I'm like really into the concept more than anything else. And just Faustian bargains are so cool as like a horror trope. I don't know. This concept is so interesting to me. I'm willing to give it a lot of wiggle room. Now the question is, will it actually scare me? I don't know.
We'll see.
I also loved the episode that they did put out about that. So I'm like extra into it because it's like, not only is it like this blues singer, but also there was like another Latin singer before him that also made this deal.
Wow.
And so it's like a recurring series of deals.
Dude, so this could be like a Halloween Horror Night lore builder here.
That's cool. It could potentially, if they want to, they could go even further back.
Dude, they could have a whole year of like musical haunts. That'd be fucking cool.
That would be too cool, Ryan. I don't think that we can ever hope to get anything that awesome.
Yeah.
Truly, you're pushing your luck, even for me saying like, oh yeah, the production values are super high. And you're like, what if we have a whole year of only musical acts? I also, again, love the fact that if nothing else, Pine Straw Spruce is such a dope ass name for a character that I'm in. Like,
I want to see him, and if I love him, I'm gonna be him for Halloween. That's what's gonna happen.
yeah, basically. Unless he is a person of color, in which case Ryan will not go in blackface. I'm gonna go ahead and just tell you it's not gonna happen.
I've learned our lesson from our fellow in the north. Like,
yeah, from our idiot people who just can't help themselves. Yeah. Anyway,
yeah,
but I'm super pumped.
Didn't Justin Trudeau get caught with?
There's so many people who have been caught with it at this point. I don't even know what to say. Billy Crystal. Billy Crystal. God. Just Ryan, in like 2012. Billy Crystal went to the Oscars and played
2012?
In 2012. The sketch includes Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber was like a known person at this point. And Billy Crystal played Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh no.
Everything about it is
2012.
Bad.
2012. We all knew better at 2012.
Yes, we definitely did. We definitely knew better.
We had
by
a
then.
Lot of warning, a lot of people telling us. Like,
you know how we know, how I know we knew better? Because Billy Crystal received criticism in the 80s when he did it then.
Oh no.
He's just like, yeah, you know what I gotta do? I gotta dust off this old blackface.
No.
Fucking, I love Billy Crystal. He is very funny. Sure. It is the most inexplicable thing about a person I love, like as a performer, that he just cannot put down the Sammy thing. Davis Jr. caricature. Ugh.
God.
Sorry. Anyway, so yeah, okay. Ryan, no blackface, unless I'll make you a Pine Straw Spruce t-shirt. How about that?
There you go. That's much better. All right, moving on. I don't know why I have this one so high. I think it's because I've never been to any of like the Bigfoot sort of ones. I have Yeti at my number five here.
I'm trying to remember. So you missed the year that they did Yeti Terror of the Yukon.
Yeah. So apparently, like I was listening to the podcast, they know they're messing it up because this one's supposed to be Bigfoot. And then when it was supposed to be Yeti, they made it Bigfoot. And then when they're supposed to make it, what was it? What's the other one? Swamp Ape. They made it like, I don't know, like whatever. Like, so yes. this is like a clearly a Bigfoot one that is called Yeti. Mm-hmm. The Yeti is clearly in like a snowy place and we're in a camp.
So. You are 100% correct, by the way. I was like, oh, was that the year that Ryan missed? And I know it is 2019 was the year you missed.
Yep, that's the year I missed.
So it was a very good house. If they're able to duplicate, which, by the way, I have this as number six, so we're still, like, in lockstep.
Pretty close, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we have our tiers that are basically the same.
Yeah.
And if they do some of the scares they did in that house, again, I don't even care if it's a repeat. I want to watch somebody throw a dang arm through a character.
Yeah.
Which definitely was something that happened.
What?
Was, like, yeah, there was a scare where, like, now, here's the problem, though. Some of these scares were really long setups, so you would just miss them. Sometimes, but I saw at least twice the Yeti like come from around the corner, sneak up on a person in the Yukon, and then show his arm through the person from the Yukon, and then lift out. That. Now, I have a feeling I understand how they do the trick and how they do the gag, but it's still really effing cool.
That is super cool.
Yeah.
Love that. So I'm hopeful that like it's gonna be cool. I think the main thing for me is the aesthetic, I think, is going to be pretty boring. You know, out in the woods, in a camp, like, I think it's just going to be, like, trees and log cabins.
I'm hoping that it's just, like, really silly, like, almost like a slasher, like, a slasher vibe.
I would love, like, Crystal Lake, basically.
Yes. Yes, if it's that, and then we also have Yetis then ripping people in two, awesome.
Yes.
Like, definitely on board for that.
Sure.
So yeah, but because I had done the previous house, I had it a little bit lower than you.
Yep.
But yeah, we're still in the same tiers, basically.
So the next one I have here is the Last of Us house.
Okay. Same exact rank.
Yeah. So I literally I own the game, but I haven't played it, and I was like, I'm not gonna have enough time to like get through it, in the next 2 weeks. So I've been watching it on YouTube, and I'm just like interested what they're going to do. Like, there's no super iconic, like, there's emotional scenes it's known because the video game is so emotional and is so human. So I'm like interesting because there's not, like, basically you're just clearing rooms, do you know what I mean? Like, that's what you're doing. You're going like throughout the action part, the scary parts are the parts where you're just like clearing out buildings, you know? So I'm like, what is this gonna be exactly? I don't know.
So that is my biggest gripe with where they chose to set the game or the house. By saying it's going to be in Pittsburgh, they basically have like pushed us in that direction. Now, it'll be a combination of hunters who are the people who, you know, hunt people during the apocalypse.
Right.
And then you're going to have some clickers, you're going to have some runners, which are the different types of infected cordyceps creatures. And then obviously the big one is the bloaters.
Yep.
Literally big. I'm excited to see all of those brought to life.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the general vibe that we could be getting and some of the iconic sequences that come out of the Pittsburgh sequence. There's like a big sniper rifle sequence. There's a really cool hotel that they travel through at one point. Mm-hmm. So there's like bits about it. And yet, even as I say all of this, it is, to me, the most like laborious part of the game. Like, I almost didn't finish the game because I was just like, okay, like another group of runners that I just have to slowly stealth kill my way through.
Right.
Like, and so it was just, to me, this is one of the weaker aspects of the game. I wish they had chosen a later part of the game specifically. Right. I wish they had chosen the lodge and the college.
Yeah.
As potential options. I don't know if you've watched that far into your walkthrough.
I'm only halfway through.
So yeah, so this is stuff that comes after where you're at. Mm-hmm. I wish they'd chosen those other locations because I think there could have been more interesting stuff for them to mine out of that. Now, if they do end up going all the way through the suburbs and we have to go through the Pittsburgh suburbs and see the sewers, which were pretty creepy in the game, I would love that aspect, but I don't know if that's going to make its way in.
And this is the thing about this is like, they're gonna, like, people that love this game are gonna want Easter eggs. And yes, so it's gonna be all like, oh, like, I remember this part. Like, it's like the people that are coming to the event to, because they're excited about Last of Us, like, that's what they're gonna want. And so that means that it's gonna be that, you know, and it's gonna be like little tiny like nods in this. And I think every time that they do that, it cheapens the house and it makes the house not as scary, right? Because you have to have, if you're going to have an obvious Easter egg, it's got to be well lit.
Yeah,
it's got to be in your face and it's got to be, you know, that. And every time they do that, it just cheapens it. I'm really bummed because this is our first video game house and we've been wanting a video game house forever. And it makes sense that this was the first one because the show just came out. And it's an easy way for them to hedge their bets. Like, it's like, oh, well, not if you're not a video gamer, you've probably heard about the show, right?
Right. And vice versa. Yeah.
Because you know what would be fucking cool as shit? Doom. Doom would be fucking amazing. Or just like you just running around by like crazy demon creatures and like having some guy blowing shit up all around you. That'd be fucking dope. Like,
it's kind of. I'm double checking this to make sure it never happened. I don't think it ever actually did.
Oh, dude.
But it would be pretty dope. Yeah, it's never happened. Yeah. So, yeah, that would be pretty cool if we could get that in the future. Universal, send us that check we'll for that two houses now. First, Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty.
Walking Dead house. And so, oh my God. But, can you imagine like some dude with like Rick face paint or something like that?
Burping in your face, going rawr, Szechuan sauce, rawr.
Oh God. Okay, continue. Sorry.
So the house that is simultaneously making me excited for this and also makes me less excited is a combination of, I think, Seeds of Extinction was pretty close to what we're going to be seeing in this house,
yeah,
with the bloaters, and I like that house, but I'm looking over my list and like, if I'm being honest, it was like towards the bottom half of my list that year. So I didn't love that. And then last year, Descendants of Destruction was pretty good.
Yeah,
it almost felt like they used Descendants of Destruction as a fill-in for not getting The Last of Us last year.
Right.
Which actually does make it slightly more frustrating, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, I don't know. The Descendants makes me more excited, but
that house would have been way better if that house was Last of Us. That would have been a better house.
So that's my question, right? If that house had been Last of Us,
that would have been a better house because basically we're being chased around by like humans that were kind of grumpy at us.
And yes.
The reason I go to Halloween Horror Nights is not to feel like I'm in like a haunt that I could go to anywhere in the country. The reason I go to Halloween Horror Nights is because the makeup allows you to create like creatures.
So like the last room of that house,
right,
where it was like the neon lighted,
right,
like plant monsters. That was the best part of the house.
Yeah.
And so if that's what this house is, then I'm going to be super pumped for it.
Right, me too.
But if it's not that, then I don't know.
Yeah.
Then I'm not sure what we're doing.
Yeah, I know. So we'll see. I mean, I'm obviously pretty optimistic about him at number four. One, because it's a video game house. I've really wanted a video game house. Two, like, I think there's a lot of opportunities. The creatures in this game are scary.
Oh, you said you put it at number five.
Number five, thank you.
Oh, wait, no, you did put it at number four. I'm sorry. Yep. I just had Darkest Deal higher than you. My bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where do you have Last of Us? We didn't.
I have it at five.
Okay, we're in almost there. So, AJ, do you want to talk any more about this, or...?
No, I think I'm pretty good. I mean, The Last of Us is a very popular game, very popular show.
Yeah.
You basically know what you're getting if you like either of those properties, and if you don't, what are you doing? I don't know. Get on it?
Yep. It's all a 10-hour right. fucking walkthrough, so good luck. But
yep.
My next one is Oddfellow. I love this character so much. I think it's so cool that he has been talked about for like years with Jack and is like sort of the creator of Jack. Mm-hmm. And now he's like part of Halloween Horror Nights right now as like an icon. It's interesting that he's like all throughout this entire park. There's Oddfellow, right?
Yep.
But there's no icon commercials for him.
So, yes, I've definitely had this conversation with other people, too. Mm-hmm. I think that there were some issues that popped up with a previous icon uh-huh. that made them less inclined to put the entire marketing behind an icon as social media has become even more prevalent.
Okay.
And I'll just say it was a certain icon that you and I did not particularly like.
I think I remember this.
Story. Yes, and that they have a very similar vibe to a Joker Harley Quinn scenario.
Yeah.
It was like just lay up breadcrumbs here. So I think that's the biggest thing is that they are not actively, because the same thing happened last year, right? The Pumpkin Lord was basically the icon.
Yeah.
But they didn't
commercial it at all.
I mean, we didn't even know it was happening until like 2 weeks before the event. Yeah. And they did the announcement, but they're like, oh yeah, by the way, Pumpkin Lord, he's like overseeing the whole night. Yeah. I'm like, what do you mean? I just don't think that they're using those as their draw for people anymore. I think they are using the IP that exists and then hope that you get hooked on the internal IP of HHN while you're at the event.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's interesting. It's an interesting new take where it's like it's all their creative energy goes towards these original properties, right?
Yep.
And then they're like basically realizing that, like, listen, the people that like that stuff are going to come and like that stuff. But that's not
we're the hardcores.
Yeah, but that's not what's bringing people to Halloween Horror Nights.
Like... Right. And, I mean, and to be clear, I have this as my number one most anticipated house of the night.
Yeah.
I just think that there's so much potential in it. And I am not usually one for like the gimmicky like clown. Right. Nights, but I also think like the best parts of any of the American Horror Story houses to me were the freak show elements.
Yes,
it's been a minute since like Jack has had an actual clown house.
Yeah,
and at HHN 25, those aspects of the house were amazing.
Yeah,
and so I'm wondering if you're setting it at an actual carnival, letting it take shape. We're obviously going to have nods towards Jack in the future, but. I would argue that those kinds of nostalgia nods are usually less prominent.
Yeah.
And those are for people in the know. They're for the hardcores to obsess over and like try to pick up on each little detail.
Absolutely.
So I'm excited about that. And that is the big difference between, like you said, like Last of Us is putting those Easter eggs front and center.
Right.
Where HHN is with their own lore is like sprinkling the nods throughout. So
exactly. Yeah, because they can't make it obvious, because if they make it obvious, people are like, oh, that was a strange room.
Yes, like, exactly.
So it's all got to be subtle.
So I'm pretty excited about this one. This is definitely my number one. I think that the character owning all of the scare zones is an interesting choice. I would have been happy with just the house, but this is very, very exciting. Yeah.
You know what I would love to see, which I don't know if it's going to happen or not. I think they may have nodded to it, and is like the creation of Jack would be a cool little.
I believe that's going to happen in the house. I'm fairly certain that was like all confirmed before the actual event.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see what they do there.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So number two, I have Unmask at number two.
All right. And I had it down at number four.
Okay. Pretty close. The biggest thing for me with the Unmasks that they have is that these characters are all characters that are not super big. You know what I mean? So I think that mm-hmm. they have a lot more freedom to do a lot of different things with them. So just because I don't think they have to be like so prominent. Like they're like, if someone doesn't see a Quasimodo in one run through, I don't think they're gonna be like, oh man, I miss Quasimodo.
Yeah, right? I think like last year, you and I did multiple runs where we didn't see Dracula at all.
Right, right.
And it was just like, wait, Dracula's like part of this house. Yeah. And I truly don't think it's going to be a concern in this one.
No, because it's all like these side universal monster characters.
That's a really good point. I like that idea.
Yeah, so it's like basically like they're going to be have a lot more freedom where they're not going to have like big, huge set pieces of them doing really anything, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see what they do with that. And I love that they're basically taking these properties and are like, we can do whatever the fuck we want with them. So I'm interested to see how it goes. But what are your thoughts? Where do you have it?
Okay, so I had it number four. And that is mostly because I was so not a fan of last year's.
Yeah.
Because I think, and another big part of this is that, so the first year we did the like monsters and like the revitalization era, as I'm going to refer to it.
Sure.
The first year that we had monsters at 29, it was my number one house of the year. And then
it was like Bride of Frankenstein, but they like made it that she loved him.
Oh, no, see, you missed the year before that. Or the HHN, the HHN that you missed had a house with all of the monsters.
Oh, wow. That's
cool. And so it was like all of them. In each room, you basically got attacked by a different monster. And that was my number one house of that year.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I loved that one. And then the Bride House was my highest ranking, quote, like IP house of that year. Yeah. And that was like three or four.
Right.
And then last year, I just did not love that house. I tried it a bunch.
Bad. I think that you were saying the LA one was better, like a better story.
The LA one looked better, but then I've heard a lot of people say the LA one was even worse.
Oh, no.
I know the one here, one house of the year.
Wow.
Which I truly don't know if I fully understood. Because I think while parts of the house were really well designed, I didn't like other large swaths of it. I think my biggest complaint was I just didn't want Dracula involved. I thought Wolfman and Mummy was good on its own.
That is fun, yeah.
But, you know, it's whatever at this point. I just had true issues with the house. And so it has, frankly, hurt this one a little bit. Mm. I'm trying not to get overhyped about it because I love the city of Paris.
Yeah.
And so it holds a very special place in my heart for a lot of different reasons. And so if I get too hyped for it and it lets me down, I'm going to be sad forever.
Yeah.
I will be honest, having this been one of the two houses I have been through, it is higher. It will be higher on my list when we're done with the event than where I had it hyped, unless the other houses are like really that good. Like, that's the other big question, right? Like, but based on the run that I had and the quality of the house that I saw, I would be surprised if it is this low on my actual final rankings.
I'm like super excited that we're going when we're going because it's going to have a couple weeks for the characters to like figure shit out.
Yep.
And like, but also it's not towards the end of the event where everyone's done doing it.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Everybody's still going to be high enough energy, but also. Yep. It's I'm very
glitches all taken care of.
Well, and also exactly, they'll have the soft issues ironed out, hopefully. If they need to add extra characters or add extra stuff to the house to make sure it's working, fix the lights as needed, all that will be taken care of by the time we actually go. So that was your, what was that number for you?
That's number two. So our my biggest one I'm the most excited for is Dueling Dragons. I'm just so excited about this one after hearing the lore, after, you know, it's sort of like nostalgia. Mm-hmm. Like I grew up in South Florida, so it's kind of cool to like walk through that storyline, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So I think that's, I'm really excited for it. I'm excited that it's got like a replayability, like where you really have to go through it twice to get the full house. Like that's kind of cool.
Yes, that is definitely a very cool aspect of it. Mm-hmm. I put this at number two, and the only reason I put it at two was because I prior to the event was concerned that I was getting too obsessed with the idea of just walking through the having castle. My own member berries about the yes. castle, about everything about it.
I and, want the member berries.
that was my big concern on my yeah. walkthrough. Mm. Having done the house, the fact that it like lives up to my expectations is kind of nuts.
Yeah, especially like as like
yeah.
a young kid and teenager.
Yeah, and I was talking to my family about it, and like my family started going to the parks when Harry Potter came in. They like yeah. they, but I had been a bunch of times because you took me or because yeah. schools took me, right?
Yeah.
So I had done Dueling Dragons a ton of times. Right. It was my favorite roller coaster, yeah. and I truly don't think it's easy to explain to people who only did the parks after Harry Potter and right. saw like the Dragon Challenge how different the attraction was.
Yes, it actually was.
Like between the cars not running at the same time, it didn't. Right. You never actually felt like you were going to collide with another car.
Right, I know.
Where under Dueling Dragons, it felt terrifying to actually yes. ride that attraction.
Yes.
Especially the number of times that you and I did like front and row. Yes. And we're just like, oh, you know, we're speeding straight at like a 75 mile an hour.
I know. You see coaster. The whole thing happen. You're not just yeah. like feet to feet with someone.
Yeah. You know, that ride held such a special place in my heart anyway, that I was just trying to damper it down. Which is why I did put Oddfellow in my number one spot. But at the same time, you know, those feelings just came rushing back when I actually did the house.
Oh, I'm so
and
excited.
So I do love that. And I don't want to overhype it for you because I can also see how some people will not like this house. I can like 100% see somebody walking through and being like, okay. So, but I think that for people who had done the attraction and done the ride and done that queue, which was an amazing queue
before Harry Potter, that was like the coolest queue you've ever been in.
Yeah, right? Like, yes, for sure. 100% for sure.
That was like the first one that did like a thematic queue, and then the next one was like Spider-Man, but Spider-Man was still like mostly just indoors at like in like a
yeah I mean like Spider-Man. The funny thing is like the Spider-Man, what is now the Fast Pass queue, mm-hmm.
yeah.
is incredible, and the yeah. regular queue is like fine,
yeah,
but like the Fast Pass queue has like
Peter
so
Parker,
many
like yeah,
you
go
through the dark room and you see like the Spider-Man on the ceiling, like yeah. prints, like yeah. like the Fast Pass side is incredible,
yeah.
the regular side is fine,
like yes.
and so yeah, I'm very excited that you were this hyped about it, because I was concerned that you, because I know in an early conversation, I discussed buying you the annual pass holder
mm-hmm.
shirt that is a Dungeons and Dragons shirt ahead right. of time. And you were like, I don't know, like it's a fantasy lore. Like, yeah. I'm not sure I'm going to love it.
Because well, like it's like super high fantasy. It's like, I mean, like I'm like a horror nerd, but I'm not like, I don't want to walk around with like dragons on my fucking shirt. Like
That's also fair.
Not saying there's anything wrong with that. It just, you know.
Well, and also, I think there's something to be said about the difference, and I've had this conversation with other people as well, yeah. that, like, when I moved to Miami, I stopped wearing my Disney stuff, because yeah. I was the weird person when I would walk into a store wearing a Disney t-shirt,
sure.
where, like, living in Central Florida, like,
it's like that's, like, a norm.
That's like, a normal thing that people do on the regular, is wear yeah, their Disney true. Clothes out in public.
Yeah, that's so, true. If I was to wear, like, a Dueling Dragons, like, annual pass holder shirt in Orlando, it would make a lot more sense than me wearing it in, like,
in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Yeah. Or in Philadelphia, they'd be like, what are you, what? What is yeah. Dueling Dragons?
Yeah, I know. Like, it's like, oh, you must be really into fantasy. Like,
yeah, it would legitimately be like you'd be preaching to an audience of like five out of an yeah. audience of like a million people.
Well, the cool thing is like whenever I needed a sweatshirt anyway, so last year I bought a sweatshirt and I'll wear it out in like Philadelphia and people still stop me and are like, oh, dude, I love Halloween Horror Nights. In fucking Philadelphia. That's fucking crazy.
Like, I mean, yeah.
So. Yeah, people all over the country. But yeah, I just don't want to wear a, like, you know, I mean, it's just an Orlando shirt. That's why the annual pass holders are getting it, because it's
yes,
it's really nowhere else you can wear it if you're not from Florida. So
yeah, definitely the case. But yeah, I loved it. So okay, so let's do another just quick rundown. You go 10 to 1, then I'll go 10 to 1, and mm-hmm. then we'll move on to the scare zones.
Yep. So 10 to 1, I got Chucky, Stranger Things, Exorcist, Blood Moon, Dark Deal, Yeti, Last of Us, Oddfellow, Unmasked, and Duel Link.
Okay, and then I went Exorcist, Stranger Things, Chucky, Yeti, Blood Moon, Last of Us, Universal Monsters, Darkest Deal, Dueling Dragons, Dr. Oddfellows.
So I guess our biggest differentiation is Dark Deal.
Yeah, Dark Deal is definitely the biggest switch. I basically bumped it way up and you kept it in like a mid-tier. And you had it a little further down. And other than that, we basically had like the same tiers.
Yeah. And it's all based on speculation right now, because there's I think we'll do another recap at the end.
Yeah, once we've actually done the event, we'll definitely drop an episode so we can report our findings and feelings.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some other just quick things before we jump into the scare zones. Ryan, I forget, did you go to the Dead Coconut Club last year?
Yeah, with you, right?
Okay, I wasn't sure if we ever found time to get you over there.
Yeah, it was super cool, and the drinks were actually strong.
Same thing this year. I would say the drinks are very, very... The drinks that I had were very tart, but I love it this year. It's themed after like a sci-fi 3D... like, Ryan, there's like a whole section full of grays.
Okay, like, I love that.
Yeah, I know you do.
You know my gray story, right?
Yes, I do know your gray story, and I think you're gonna lose your shit over this version of that.
I'll have to take a picture of you dragging me away and for my family. Like, I guess, like, real quick, like, I got blackout drunk on my uncle's wedding, and there was a couple arguing in the elevator, and I don't remember this obviously, but I was like, I know my kind brain was like, I'm gonna make this night better for them. So the way that I did that was, as my parents are dragging me out of the elevator, I'm like, no, the grays, they're taking me. And this couple's like, you're gonna be okay. Like, so we'll have to take a picture for my family, because that was a dramatic moment for them, I'm sure.
I'm sure it was not a great moment for anybody. Right. I'm just not thinking about it, how like in 2023 a woman went super viral because she said, that's not a real person.
Oh, and my god, dude, that lady,
Ryan, that was up. You Ryan, that was you.
That was
like,
me.
Like 4 years ago, before TikTok.
That was me. Oh my gosh. Oh, now she has to make an apology video.
Yeah. So aren't you lucky you did it before social media was quite as big as it is today?
Because there's definitely an elevator camera that caught me doing it. I'm out there somewhere.
So there's that. Okay. I would also say the other characters that are strewn throughout the park are so interesting. Definitely saw David S. Pumpkins.
Nice. I did see. I was gonna send you a picture. I have it saved. Because
yeah, we'll have a discussion about that off air. Because you know, sometimes if you don't have anything nice to say, you don't say it at all. The Megans are taking over the dance.
I love that,
Ryan. Like, I wanted to get you like a close up picture.
Yeah,
it was impossible because there was like a full, like, swarm of people. It was a huge crowd around them.
People are loving it.
So yeah, no, it's like a thing. It's a huge thing.
The chatter on like the HHN Facebook group is like, is all people have been multiple nights and have not been able to see it. So when they do get to see it, it's like, we have to fucking see it. Like,
no, like, it was very cool to have walked by it,
yeah,
and hear the music and know what was going on the other side of the crowd, but I literally, I could not have gone through the crowd to get to it. And that's saying a lot, because I'm a big dude. I am, I'm 5'11", like, 300 pounds. It was like, no, right. I can't get over there.
Like, you got to start throwing bows, dude. Get your shot.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to just camp out and be like, nah, y'all ain't moving me.
Dude,
I have to
go
full
that.
Leonardo DiCaprio, like, in Wolf of Wall Street. I ain't leaving.
Know. Dude, people are doing that though. They're like, they're calling out spots that they saw them, and then people are like camping out spots hoping they'll get a shot to see them. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting. All right, and then the food is like next level again. Like, I don't know how they keep doing it. Like, truly, the food looks incredible everywhere. Everything I had was delicious. So yeah, just
last year I went balls to the wall. I think I got literally everything in the park.
And I don't know if you can do that this year, Ryan. You might legitimately like have to get out like Yeah, you might legitimately have to take out like another like $10,000 in loans or some crazy shit. Because they are like hard this year with the number, with the amount of food. Wow. It is really cool. And then I would say the last thing that really threw me off was it had been a minute since I had been over by the ET area. Yeah. And so with ET, that's where the monster's cube line is.
Yeah.
But and you haven't been here since it happened. They put up walls so that you can't go over to DreamWorks anymore because it's all gone. Or now it's going in the DreamWorks kids area is going into what used to be Curious George and Five Goes West and Woody Woodpecker, right?
Yeah.
There's like the exoskeleton of either an incoming or outgoing attraction. I don't remember which one it is. Okay. It's really weird. And also, you get like a nice moment of being able to sniff that ET sweet, sweet like air conditioning as you exit the attraction. Oh, and I just want to say, and I just want to say thank you to Universal for giving us that ET smell as we leave. Yeah, like, it's just like a nice like reset.
Yeah, absolutely. I've heard the cues to get out of those two haunts is fucking crazy.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me because it was a nightmare. I will also say, you want to hear people just get really on edge about shit. Sure. When I went, and this has never happened to me before, and in 7 years of HHN,
right.
I had never been there the night of a rocket launch.
Oh, cool.
And so one went. So like after we got out of the house, we saw whatever the SpaceX launch was that night going up. Mm. And I was like, oh, that's like kind of cool, but like also like a little terrifying because I like, didn't know that that's what it was. And I'm just like, is like this World War III? Am I like at HHN about to experience
World War III? Are the Greys like coming to take me?
I had one drink and my mind was like, whoa. But then later we're in line for Dueling Dragons. And another rocket came in, like a rocket came through the atmosphere and like landed. I think it was like part of the SpaceX ship. Mm. But like seeing a second one was like the real one that I was like, are we sure what we saw earlier was what we saw? and I definitely looked it up on Google. Yeah, it was like fireball in the sky on the second one. It was the first one looked like a rocket launch. The second one did not look like a rocket launch, but I guess that's what it was. Because we're still here, so
we did not die. For no one is nuking Orlando. No one's like, you know what we need to do? Take out the happiest place on earth.
No, they were just basically like the Megan horde is too strong.
The Megan Horde is attracting too much. Last year it was the corn. This year it was Megan Horde. Like,
God. All right, so let's go ahead and knock out the. I think that this is going to be really quick. Let's go ahead and knock out the five scare zones real fast.
Yep. You want to go from bottom to top?
Yeah, let's just go. I'll go ahead and kick us off. My number five is Dr. Oddfellow's collection of horror. It's the one right as you enter the park.
Yeah, it's always the same. It's just getting you ready to see what you're going to see. Just fine. You got to do
it. Yep, it is what it is, right? But it's not going to be particularly great. I don't think there's much more to say than that, other than it's one character from each of the houses, or each of the scare zones. Okay.
Yep.
Number four, Shipyard 32. It's the location over in San Francisco. Yep. It's entirely because of location. Yep, I think that area, they really struggle to put good scare zones there.
I think my favorite in the past couple years was honestly whatever the TV, Scare TV.
Crypt TV? Yeah.
Crypt TV was cool.
I did like that one. Mm-hmm. I know people love the Invasion one.
Oh, that was cool.
That was popular. And I personally have never recaptured the heights of the drive-in.
Yeah.
At HHN 25 when they had like all the old with the black and white horror icons versus the color horror icons. That is like the all-time winner in that zone.
Yeah.
But like I don't know why I'm forgetting about it. Not last year. What was the house that we loved? I'm totally blanking on the incredible semen show.
Yeah, I know.
The Dead Man's War or Dead Man's Pier. Dead Man's Pier is definitely the one that is probably my most favorite. Yeah.
I think they, like, last year they tested fantasy out and had like goblins and witches.
Yes, they did. And it was kind of, I think that because of the bottlenecks that it creates and because of its location and because it's next to Fast and the Furious, which is like always right. distracting.
Yes.
I think that there's just like a limit on how much I can enjoy that zone.
Yeah, I agree.
And yeah, I mean, even though it's had some interesting house or interesting scare zones over the years,
I think they always test something unique and interesting there, which is kind of cool.
And so this is the other thing. This year in particular, by saying it's going to be like a lot of creatures from the past are going to be like thrown in here, it could be really cool for that purpose. Mm. And then nothing is worse than when you see creatures that are quote from the past and you have no idea who they are.
Right.
Like it definitely happened to me a couple times last year in Hellblock Horror, right?
Yeah.
Is like there were a couple times where they're like, yeah, this is this obvious thing. And I'm like, I do not remember that creature. I'm sorry. Like I just didn't. Like it's and so
fucked that up. They could have done like a Cabin in the Woods type style and they just fucked it up. Anyways.
But so yeah, that's my biggest concern. If it's basically Hellblock Horror, the scare zone, then I don't love that either.
Yeah. Jungle Doom.
Yeah, Jungle of Doom is my number three.
Yep.
I think that it is definitely the one that, I'll be honest, grew the most after seeing it.
Nice.
I think it is immaculately designed, but it was my number three coming into the event just because I was concerned about what the potential of it could be.
Yeah, same.
All right, number two.
I have a Vamp 69, so I think this might be one we flip on.
Yeah, that's the only spot that you and I flipped on. I had Vamp 69 at number one, and you had it number two, which means by proxy that I had you have Dark Zodiac at one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because I'm not a big follower of it, but I like it. It's fun. And I think it'll be fun to like find our separate like zodiac signs and all that type of stuff is kind of cool. So
and I basically am banking on a big return to form for Vamp. I thought 85 was fun, but not nearly as good as 55.
Yeah, 55 and so is amazing.
I'm hoping that they can get closer to 55 by setting it a little bit further back.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully I'm hopeful on that. I don't know. The last couple of Vamp ones has been like fun, but not like, you know. So we'll see. I don't know. We'll see.
And there's also the argument to be had that like I think other than the San Francisco zone, I think that the most variable is New York because it has the most space to explore and get really interesting. And sometimes they hang themselves on that. That it almost is like so big that they like try to throw everything at the wall and a lot of the stuff just doesn't work.
I thought last year was so much fun. Like especially with the theme of like Halloween, like having a like 1950s Halloween
festival. That was probably my favorite one that we've ever done. Yeah. I really liked the one at 25 as well, where it was like the people of the town had escaped.
Yes.
So
didn't leading up to the one year, didn't they lead up to like the asylum or whatever? And then it was like people that escaped from that asylum.
Yeah, that was 25.
That's so cool. That is such a cool concept. Yeah. Like escape from the house that is right there.
Yes. Well, I want to say it was a Shady Brook,
right?
Yeah. So that was the one to me that is my favorite that's ever been there other than last year's, which was so much fun that I was like,
And I love that there's like little things about that one that were so cool. Like they had all like the torture implements in the back of the car that were actually usable as like weapons. So sometimes they'd be there and sometimes people were killing people with it.
Like... But then like by proxy, right? Like then there's like the Survive or Die Apocalypse, which is basically like bad Mad Max.
Yeah.
Right. That was there. I didn't love that one. Same. I didn't love the one from like 2 years ago where it was like with the robots.
Yeah, that was bad too.
Yeah.
So like, it was like dystopian future, but it was like it was like all about like mind control or something like that. It just was, I don't know.
I just wanted it to be more.
Yeah, me too. It was too ordered instruction. It was too 1964, and we needed more like
exactly. I don't
know,
exactly,
like something more like intense and like scary. Like I don't know.
But anyway, I think that we're at a pretty good spot where we can go ahead and cut it for now, and then we can come back after we've done the event
cool.
and see how we feel.
Nice. I guess the one thing that people have been complaining about, maybe you need to cut this, I don't know, but is the lack of ice in the machines.
That's just an every year kind of thing at this point. I think there's so many people that are coming every night, the machines can't keep up and they have to keep refilling them.
I know. It's so funny. It's like such a like funny things people complain about sometimes. So
sometimes. I get it, but also it's frustrating.
Yeah, I agree. And like my big thing is like, guys, on a social media, especially on Facebook, if you engage with negative content, the algorithm is going to give you negative content.
Yep,
so if you're getting negative content, go onto the actual Halloween Horror Nights page and read through the actual comments that everyone is making. There is so little negative comments. Like if you are getting negative content, it's because you're engaging with negative content. So stop engaging with negative content. You'll stop getting any negative content. Their computers are trying to control your mind. All right. That's my little spiel.
And on that note, thanks for hanging out with us. Subscribe, rate, review. Yeah. Tell us what if we're fucking idiots.
we're saying.
Yeah, but we hope you guys have a great time at Halloween Horror Nights. We will check back in after we've done it ourselves.
Yeah, hell yeah. Keep it spooky, y'all.
Peace.